Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible, kids. I'm Ezekiel. Today is the 11th day of July. Today we're reading Acts 28, 1-31, and reading the New Living Translation. Once we were safe on shore, we learned that we were on the island of Malta. The people of the island were very kind to us. It was cold and rainy, so they built a fire on the shore to welcome us. As Paul gathered an armful of sticks and was laying them on the fire, a poisonous snake, driven out by the heat, bit him on the hand. The people of the island saw it hanging from his hand and said to each other, "A murderer, no doubt, though he escaped the sea. Justice would not permit him to live, but Paul shook off the snake into the fire and was unharmed. The people waited for him to swell up or suddenly drop dead, but when they had waited a long time and saw that he wasn't harmed, they changed their minds and decided he was a god. Near the shore, where we landed, was an estate belonging to Publius, the chief official of the island. He welcomed us and treated us kindly for 3 days. As it happened, Publius's father was ill with fever and dysentery. Paul went in and prayed for him, and laid his hands on them. He healed him. Then all the other sick people on the island came and were healed. As a result, we were showered with honors, and when the time came to sail, people supplied us with everything we could need for the trip. It was 3 months after the shipwreck that we set sail on another ship that had wintered at the island, an Alexandrian ship with the twin gods as its figurehead. Our first stop was Syracuse, where we stayed 3 days. From there, we sailed across to Rhegium. A day later, a south wind began flowing, so the following day, we sailed up the coast to Puteoli. There, we found some believers who invited us to spend a week with them, and so we came to Rome. The brothers and sisters in Rome had heard we were coming, and they came to meet us at the Forum on the Appian Way. Others joined us at the Three Taverns. When Paul saw them, he was encouraged and thanked God. When we arrived in Rome, Paul was permitted to have his own private lodging, though he was guarded by a soldier. 3 days after Paul's arrival, he called together the local Jewish leaders. He said to them, "Brothers, I was arrested in Jerusalem and handed over to the Roman government. Even though I had done nothing against our people or the customs of our ancestors, the Romans tried me and wanted to release me, because they found no cause for the death sentence. But when the Jewish leaders protested the decision, I felt it necessary to appeal to Caesar, even though I had no desire to press charges against my own people. I asked you to come here today so we could get acquainted, and so I could explain to you that I am bound with this chain because I believe that the hope of Israel, the Messiah, has already come." They replied, "We have had no letters from Judea or reports against you from anyone who has come here, but we want to hear what you believe, for the only thing we know about this movement is that it is denounced everywhere." So a time was set, and on that day, a large number of people came to Paul's lodging. He explained and testified about the kingdom of God and tried to persuade them about Jesus from the scriptures. Using the law of Moses and the books of the prophets, he spoke to them from morning until evening. Some were persuaded by the things he said, but others did not believe. And after they had argued back and forth among themselves, they left with this final word from Paul: "The Holy Spirit was right when he said to your ancestors through Isaiah the prophet, 'Go and say to this people, when you hear what I say, you will not understand. When you see what I do, you will not comprehend. For the hearts of these people are hardened, and their ears cannot hear, and they have closed their eyes. So their eyes cannot see, and their ears cannot hear, and their hearts cannot understand, and they cannot turn to me and let me heal them. So I want you to know that this salvation from God has also been offered to the Gentiles, and they will accept it." For the next 2 years, Paul lived in Rome at his own expense. He welcomed all who visited him, boldly proclaiming the kingdom of God and teaching about the Lord Jesus Christ, and no one tried to stop him. So I've been to the island of Malta that we read about today, and it's a very pretty place. I like it. It's a great island. And what we read in the story today was that Paul and the people in the ship shipwrecked on Malta, and Paul ended up teaching to them because they at first thought he was a god, because Paul shook off a poisonous snake that they knew was poisonous. They thought he was going to die, but Paul didn't. And Paul taught to them, and this was an accidental thing. They didn't mean to get shipwrecked, but I think that God works in very mysterious ways, as the Bible says. And I think this must have been a mysterious way, because as the Bible says, God works in mysterious ways. I think that the story is a mysterious way because Paul warned the men not to go into the sea or we will get shipwrecked. They didn't believe him. They went onto the sea. They got shipwrecked. But thankfully, Paul and the men lived. They made it to an island. They made it to Malta. And this gave Paul an opportunity to preach to them. And I think this is a sign from God. Like, God warns you, you don't want to go here. You don't want to go to this place. But plans don't work realistically. And then Paul saves you, or God saves you. And God gives you the opportunity to teach more about him. Let's pray that we will keep our eyes open for signs from God. Dear Jesus, help us to have our eyes open and our ears open to listen, to keep our senses aware for your presence, and keep our senses aware so that we can understand signs from you and when you ask us to do something. In Jesus' name, amen. That's it for today. I'm Ezekiel. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye.